Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Before we focus on helping Ukraine. Now, former President Donald Trump has taken a slightly different tack. He said, I'm going to end the war in 24 hours if I get into office. When you press him on that argument, as I did in my interview with him last September, he doesn't give you...
So I know that sounds like a weird clip of Kristen Welker at the RNC out of context. Why would I play that? So I was there. You may have heard. And I came home, and one of the things that I had set on my DVR is I had set it to record all 4 days of the RNC on NBC's coverage. Now, looking back, what I should have done is I should have done like a sampling of different networks, or I should have recorded all the networks and all their coverage, but that would have been too much work to do following up. Because I was just kind of, I mostly did it because I don't know what's going to happen, and it might be nice to have a record on my DVR, and I know YouTube and C-SPAN, and I know all that, but still, if I don't own it on my device, it's not real. So I happened to set to record NBC, and I was curious kind of what their coverage was like, because I was there, and one of the things that we noticed was how weird it seemed that all of the boxes... All of the, like, viewing boxes, you know, in between the two levels of the seats that had all the NBC, CNN, Fox News, all this stuff. It was weird to us, and we talked about this a couple of times, that they seem to always have their back to the event, doing the shot with the event as a backdrop. And what I wrongly assumed was that they were mostly showing the event, and then every once in a while they would jump in when there was music playing or something like that. And instead, no... The bulk of the coverage, other than the keynote addresses that they chose to show you on TV, if you were watching the networks instead of watching the live feed or instead of watching on C-SPAN or something like this, if you're watching the networks, you got a lot of them talking and then you occasionally got the speeches and stuff. And even the low bar of my own expectation for their coverage was failed. They scored below my bar. And the reason I wanted to play you that is because that was Kristen Welker literally talking over Bill Peckrell, the 98-year-old World War II veteran who was speaking right behind her. You could see the image of him on the screen. And then they went to a floor reporter. Same thing.
The economic decline of the parts of the country where he grew up, in Middletown, Ohio, and in those Rust Belt
Wait
states that
it.
Steve just laid out, could be all that this campaign ultimately ends up being about in October and November.
The Nazis were defeated.
And Kristen, you'd have to think that the Biden folks couldn't get a debate.
The Nazis were defeated was the line. It was one of the key lines in his speech, and it got huge applause, meaning that one of the easily top five speeches of the whole event. A 98-year-old World War II veteran is speaking, and NBC is like, no, we got stuff to say. Just unbelievable. And I saw that and I thought, look, I don't engage in an awful lot of media criticism. I feel like it's you know, you're picking on the weak, okay? It's so bad to begin with that it's not hard. But this was so distressing to me to listen to this and watch this. And I went through, I did a very quick kind of fast forward through the 4 days just to see what they did and did not cover. And it was kind of unbelievable. They did on day one, they actually did okay. Okay. On day one, they did okay. On day two, they didn't carry Vivek Ramaswamy. They didn't carry Nikki Haley. They did carry Madeleine Brame. That's the outspoken black mom whose son was killed by the gang member. So that was actually really good. They carried Sarah Huckabee Sanders. That's good. They carried Ben Carson, Marco Rubio, and Laura Trump. So they did okay during prime time. day three, they didn't run the video. There was a prepackaged video of the Gold Star families related to the Abbeygate, the Afghanistan withdrawal. That video was really crucial context for them. They were in a break, you know, commercial break. So they come back, they didn't play the video, and they just called them Gold Star families. I think a lot of people don't know what a Gold Star family is. I know it's hard to imagine, but I think a lot of people don't. You know, family who has someone who died in the service, right? When they went to the Gold Star families, there was no indication who they were from Afghanistan. They just didn't give that context. Now, it did come up in the speech, and to their credit, they played that in their entirety. The UNC fraternity brothers who rescued the flag, they didn't carry that. They carried a little bit of Shabbos Kestenbaum, who's the Jewish student who talked about anti-Semitism on Harvard's campus. He's suing Harvard. They talked entirely over Bill Peckrell, the 98-year-old World War II veteran. That was so infuriating. They did carry Chi Madison Trump and Donald Trump Jr. and Usha and J.D. Vance. I think they had to. I think they wouldn't have carried Chi Madison if it hadn't been done the way they did it, where Donald Trump Jr. came on and then said, oh, here's the mic, and then gave it to her. You know, I think he kind of rope-a-doped him a little bit, which is actually good. And then there's day four. And on day four, they didn't carry Lorenzo Sewell, the black pastor from Chicago, who was one of the best speakers of the whole event. They didn't carry Tucker Carlson, who was one of the best speakers of the whole event and had the biggest applause of anybody. They didn't carry Ned Albright, the black school safety officer. They didn't carry Franklin Graham. Oh, no. They did carry a little bit of Franklin Graham. This is amazing. I mean, this is like the moral bankruptcy of modern media is shown in no better way. I mean, the World War II veteran is bad enough. What I'm going to play for you in just a second is it's amazing. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. If you're coming from Pace into Pensacola on Highway 90, we've got a vehicle crash with injuries and roadblock. That's going to be right there at the Smith's Fish Camp Road, and the turning lane is blocked trying to get onto Scenic, so just be aware of that. Other than that, I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. So before the really, like, the really, really, really bad one, I'm going to give you just a fairly bad one. They go to Tom Yomis. I don't know this person. He was one of their floor reporters. Like, you know, they would talk over the important stuff. Because I always think, like, if you're there to cover the thing, show the thing. It'd be like having the Olympics, and instead of actually showing the ice skating, they'd had, like, the people talking during the ice skating or talking during the basketball or the track and field. I mean, I don't mind commentating, but, like, instead of, you know, because it's talking when talking is the event, right? Anyway, so Hulk Hogan had just given his, shirt-ripping exercise. He was fairly entertaining, okay? But so they go to the floor with Tom Yomis.
You talk about people like Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan gave what I would say is probably the best speech at this convention so far, and there have been speeches that have blown the roof off this place, people who love the conservative politics here, who love MAGA. Hogan came in here. He did something completely different. He also was just entertaining, right? He was funny. He made people laugh.
Best speech of the week? After you had, I mean, Tucker Carlson alone, let alone the black pastor and the black mom and the Gold Star families and Bill Peckrell. You had an endless parade of people who were far better than Hulk Hogan. So for him to say that, here's what I kept thinking there are people watching this on TV and thinking they're watching the convention. There's people watching this on TV thinking they're getting coverage of the convention, and they're getting this incredibly inaccurate representation of what took place there. But how would they know? Well, I know because I was there. How would they know if they didn't watch the live feed? I don't know. David, you look like you want to weigh in on this, man. You've got eagerness all over your face.
Well, let me tell you something, brother.
All right, fair enough. Well done. All right. I'll let you off with just that. Well done. So then this was the worst part, okay? This is genuinely bad. Franklin Graham is speaking. And Franklin Graham has started praying, which is, of course, what Franklin Graham is there to do. And they just keep talking while he's praying. And I suppose you could forgive Savannah Guthrie and Lester Holt for not stopping because maybe they're just doing their thing and they're relying on a producer to get in their ear and tell them, hey guys, shh. You look like imbeciles and you look like you hate America. And by the way, Savannah Guthrie is outspokenly Christian. She claims to be, you know, a woman of faith. There's an article that just came out in April talking about it. Okay. So is it a producer's fault? Is it NBC's fault? Is it Lester Holt and Savannah Guthrie? I don't know, but here's how it played out.
Earlier this week, we put his father over the top during the RNC's roll call, giving the former president the delegates needed to officially secure the nomination.
The
later this evening, Mr. Trump will accept that nomination during
Franklin
his speech.
They're hearing from Franklin Graham on the floor right now, and in fact, it may be a moment of prayer, but I want to go to Garrett Haake.
So she realizes it. She realizes it and still says, oh, no, let's get our floor reporter in here. And this poor floor reporter is like, everybody around me is praying. I don't really want to talk right now. Do I have to talk right now? You got to talk right now.
And in fact, it may be a moment of prayer, but I want to go to Garrett Hake on the floor and tell us what you're seeing down there. We were looking for the vice presidential candidate, J.D. Vance. Hadn't seen him yet, but I heard you just got a sight of him.
That's right, Savannah. A little bit unusual that Vance and his wife didn't show up with the Trumps and the Trump family when they came out. And you can see I'm asked to be very quiet here, guys. But as you can see, Vance is up on the stage now with the former president behind us, having come in during the prayer.
He's so aware that he shouldn't be talking right now. He shouldn't be reporting. He's kind of muffling his voice, and they're jacking up the volume so you can hear him because he's trying to not be a jerk on the floor of the, while, you know, Franklin Graham is praying. You were going to say, John?
Oh, what I was going to say is somebody standing next to him, around him, said, we're praying. I caught that.
Oh, did? Okay. Yeah. See, I didn't, let me play it again.
With the Trumps and the Trump family when they came out, and you can see him trying.
We're trying to have a prayer here. Yeah. And yep. So they're trying to tell him, shut the bleep up, man. We're trying to honor God and listen to the pastor. Don't you know better than to talk during a prayer? What is wrong with you?
Former president behind us having come in during the prayer.
Yeah, we understand you were in a difficult spot, so we're going to break away from you a little bit, Garrett, and talk to you a little more. There's a former President Trump as this prayer is led here in the hall.
You are a great God.
Finally, somebody says, just stop talking. Just stop. You're making it worse. Listen to him. You know, like Lester Holt is, I don't know what to do. And then Savannah's like,
Former President Trump, as this prayer is led here in the hall.
You are a great God. And we ask that the be thy will that you will make America great once again. And we ask that you'll unite our hearts, bring us together, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we pray this in the mighty name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen.
So a prayer to wrap up remarks from Franklin Graham, the evangelical.
See, you couldn't possibly prove a bigger disconnect between where most people are in their lives and that one demonstration. Now, I know it's tempting to overread something, but how do you overread this? How do you overinterpret this? What is the normal, natural human reaction when a prayer is happening? Even if you're not a member of that faith, you bow your head. You be quiet. You take the reverence. You just let it happen, right? And they just can't stop themselves from talking and talking and realizing they shouldn't be talking and talking and talking. And you know what? It's one of these, like, what's a normal person do and what have they learned to do? I'm important, not that. We're more important than the World War II veteran. We're more important than the black pastor. We're more important than the prayer. Oh, wait, I guess. Commercial break, please. 7:23 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
One of the most popular Christian hymns in the world is Jonathan Newton's Amazing Grace. And the word grace simply means unmerited favor. And grace is beautifully displayed in the cross of Jesus Christ. Grace is a step beyond mercy. Remember that mercy is withholding a penalty that you justly deserve, and of course we love mercy. However, grace is not only withholding a penalty that we rightly deserve, but grace is also giving us something that we have not earned. The fact is that we're all sinners, and the Bible says we deserve punishment for our sin. But God's grace says, here's Jesus, and he has perfectly paid your sin penalty and mine. Believe on him today. That's amazing grace.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Donald Trump Jr. here. Since January of 2021, the cost of living has increased by 17.9%. You can't get that money back, but you can stop your losses by diversifying into a gold IRA from my friends at Birch Gold Group. To learn more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word SHELTER to 989898. That's SHELTER to the number 989898 to get your free info kit from Birch Gold now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Thursday at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him Thursday morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
2017. According to a witness, Congressman Matt Gaetz has sex with a 17-year-old girl. His wingman later tells investigators that Gaetz had sex with the underage girl and knew she was getting paid. Because your daughters are never safe with the real Matt Gaetz. Florida Patriots PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
I don't want to grow up. I'm a toy just kid.
Somebody texts me in and says, Andrew, that's why we need you at the DNC. We know it's a lot of work, but you need to take the hit so that you can be there and tell us the real truth of what happens. Look, given the events of the last 24 hours, not a question. I told you before that it was an open question whether I was going to be going back to Chicago to cover the DNC. And there was a couple of reasons why. One was just, oh, God, it is exhausting work, I will tell you. At least doing it the way I do it. I don't know how other people do, but the way I do it, which is actually attend and then go back to the hotel and cut up the audio so I can play at 5 o'clock in the morning because that's, you know. Anyway, but also we were worried that maybe covering the DNC, there wouldn't be enough of you that would be that interested in it the way you're interested in the RNC. But I think now it's kind of a foregone conclusion. We have to go. Somebody says, well, Andrew, at least get some good food. Oh, I will. I know Chicago. I will get the good food.
And that's not fair. You need to bring me some back.
Your life is so sad, John.
It is. Just being honest.
John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. I'll send you some Carson's wrapped in foil. It'll be good. Okay. They do ship all over the world anyway.
Oh.
Go on.
Still dealing with that accident that happened if you're rolling from Pace into Pensacola on Highway 90. The roadway has been cleared, but we're still seeing some delays on Highway 90. Other than that, traffic is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. I do think most of the places I would probably go will ship, but that's okay.
Yeah, just get one for me and tell them to ship.
One for you and we're good. All right. Yeah. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
You know, they do sell those Chicago-style pizzas nice and frozen. You could pack a cooler and bring it back for us. I'm just saying.
Little Gino's, yeah, little Lubomati's, little Connie's. Oh, sure. All right.
Yeah, variety pack.
I did get some Garrett's Caramel Corn at the airport on my way out, so that's best caramel corn.
You just think about that. We'll be waiting for it.
Bring me any.
So Delta Airlines is apologizing for thousands of canceled flights over the weekend after those computer disruptions that started on Friday after a faulty software update from cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike that caused millions of computers to crash all around the world. I don't think many people had heard of CrowdStrike before this all happened.
Right. And, you know,
it's insane that one update can cause so many issues across so many sectors. That happened. Delta issued an apology, and they'll also be issuing some frequent flyer miles for people that were affected by that. Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle will be on Capitol Hill today. Lawmakers are demanding answers over the attempt on former President Trump's life. She'll be testifying before the House Oversight Committee. And another example of what's old is new again. Twisters is dominating at the box office. They grossed $80.5 million for the premiere weekend. The biggest start ever for a natural disaster film in North America.
That's a uniquely specific statistic.
Isn't it?
This is the highest grossing opening weekend for a story about a left-handed baseball player.
How it beat Sharknado, we'll never know.
David, thanks so much for the update. 729 on News Radio Pensacola. If you're thinking about that next vehicle, trying to decide if it's time or not, go to Frontier Motors. Look around. Try something. You know, I always talk about this. Like, you know, sit in a bunch of cars, try the knobs. And you might say, why do I need to? Because sometimes you buy a car, and then the one thing that drives you crazy about that car is you don't like the radio. You find that out by trying the radio. You know, that's the point. And at least if you decide to buy the car anyway, it's a known. Instead of being like, man, I wish I would have tried that radio before. Okay, well, that's the point. You can go to Frontier. You can try all the radios, try all the seats, adjust all the mirrors, and then even drive as many as you want to drive and really get a sense. Because, you know, sometimes we date cars so fast, buy them right away, and then we're like, what did I do here? So that's the point. Go to the smorgasbord of cars, the buffet of cars at Frontier Motors. Good quality used vehicles, 1, 2, 3 years young, low miles, great condition. That's what they specialize in. At Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. Hey, we have Bands on the Beach, getting toward the end of the season now, but Bands on the Beach coming up tomorrow, 7 o'clock at the Gulfside Pavilion. Storm Focus performing, I think, or is it On the Rocks? One of the two.
I'm Chris Foster. Vice President Harris says she will earn and win the Democrats' presidential nomination with President Biden stepping aside. She's got a lot of support, not everyone's endorsement.
The Democratic Party is noticeably divided over whether its members will back Vice President Kamala Harris for president. Former President Obama, for example, issued a statement praising Biden's work in office, but made no mention of Harris. Instead, the Obamas are calling for a, quote, process from which an outstanding nominee emerges. Other big names aren't falling in line either, including former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Fox's Brooke Singman. Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle testifies this morning at a House hearing on the assassination attempt against former President Trump. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas announces a bipartisan panel to review the security failures. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 731 at News Radio Pensacola. It is 77 degrees and partly cloudy skies this morning in Pensacola. An 11-month-old child was saved after a near drowning in Destin over the weekend. That happened at the Noriego Point Public Beach Access in Okaloosa County. A family member performed CPR until the Coast Guard arrived and took over. EMS was able to revive that child before taking them to the hospital. Right now, there's no word on the current condition of that child. Well, it's almost that time. Kids will be heading back to school now in less than a month. Escambia County Public Schools has released their school supply lists for elementary schools here in the coming year. We'll post those lists on our News Radio website here in just a few moments. Middle school kids will be receiving their supply lists during the first week of school. Now, the recommended item for students in all grades, though, would be headphones, although they say that is not required. It would make Escambia County the ultimate dive spot. That, according to County Commissioner Jeff Burgosh, he was talking about the possibility of a companion shipwreck for divers to explore off our coastline. Commissioners are looking into bringing the SS United States, a 1,000-foot-long retired ocean liner, as a new artificial reef.
We've shown that we can reef the Oriskany successfully, and one of the great things about these things, these reefs, is we may spend several million dollars getting the ship out there, but it's unlike other infrastructure where when you build a community center that you have to maintain the community center. You got to mow the grass, paint the building. These things, they just lay out there in the Gulf and keep on providing opportunity for tourism.
That's Kerry Freeland, the president of Dive Pros. He believes it'd be a big boost for tourism here in the area, and it would cost about $10 million to get the United States to Escambia County. The goal would be to sink it at a depth where it would be easy for recreational divers to get down and enjoy it. The Marine Advisory Committee will be discussing this later tonight. A Gulf Breeze home reportedly struck by lightning over the weekend. Luckily, there wasn't a whole lot of damage. It happened at a home on Chantclair Circle on Saturday morning. Nobody was home at the time of the lightning strike, but a family member stopped by later in the day, noticed damage on the chimney, and smelled smoke inside. Firefighters checked the attic and found charred wood where the lightning had apparently struck. They say the insulation had been sprayed with a flame retardant material and that prevented further damage. A Milton woman now facing charges for allegedly stealing more than $1.3 million from a local electric business. 45-year-old Jessica McKinnon is now charged with fraud and larceny. The Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office says McKinnon worked as a bookkeeper for Paul Patrick Electric Incorporated from 2019 till 2023. During that time, she had access to the company's finances. Investigators say she took money out and shifted it around to other accounts to disguise the stolen money. She was arrested last week. She's since been released from jail. And Rick Scott taking steps, he says, to force President Biden out of office. The Republican senator writing yesterday on X, he's planning to introduce a resolution this week urging the cabinet to invoke the 25th Amendment. Scott posted that Biden shouldn't be running the country if he can't run for re-election. It's 7:35. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
Got one accident still they're working on if you're coming from Highway 90 from Pace to Pensacola right before the scenic highway turn. That's off to the side of the road, but we've got injuries associated and some delays with that one. Other than that, traffic is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be seeing scattered showers and thunderstorms as we go throughout the day today. 70% chance of rain. High today staying a little bit lower than average near 88 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 77. For your Tuesday, another 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 89. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 76. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now it's 77 in Pensacola, 75 in Gulf Breeze, 75 in Milton. Our next news at 8. And breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. The Federal Aviation Administration announced it is investigating a Southwest Airlines flight after it flew at a very low altitude over Tampa Bay. The Boeing 737 MAX that had departed from Columbus, Ohio, was approximately 3 miles from the Tampa airport when it dropped to as low as 175 feet. According to Flight Radar 24 data, Southwest said it is in contact with the FAA to address any irregularities. Its shares are down 1%. American Airlines and the union representing its flight attendants said they have reached a new agreement that includes pay raises. The agreement, covering 28,000 workers, still faces a union ratification vote. The Association of Professional Flight Attendants previously rejected an American offer that would have increased pay immediately by 18%, followed by annual 2% raises. The terms of the new proposal were not disclosed. Futures are slightly higher. That's your money now.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope. From the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Join the Pensacola Expert Panel Wednesday at 10:30 as Bess Marks from Lazy Boy joins the show, talking about upcoming events at all three Gulf Coast locations, Pensacola, Spanish Fort, and Mobile, how to incorporate Lazy Boy's free in-home design service with recliners, sofas, accessories, and artwork to make your home look just like a picture out of a magazine.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel.
Welcome, Robbie.
Good morning, Jess.
It's definitely raining outside today, and I definitely don't want to be outside riding my bike unless I know what gear to wear.
What gear to wear, and definitely have fenders on your bike so you don't get that great racing stripe up your back, that big piece of mud sticking on your back.
I like mud on my back.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, mornings 9 till 11, before Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Her name was Lola, she was a showgirl, with yellow feathers in her hair, and a dress cut down her ass, she would merengue, and do the cha-cha, and while she tried to...
And also being able to show the whole world how the transfer of power can be done by the superpower of the world in a most respectful way. I'm hoping for that because I think it'll leave him with a tremendous legacy. He's one of the greatest leaders that we've had. And I say this, and I came to the decision with a heavy heart that I think it's time to pass the torch to a new generation.
And how would that be done, do you think?
I'm very hopefully, Jake, that it would be done in an open process. I think that we have a lot of talent on the bench, a lot of good people.
Joe Manchin, Senator Joe Manchin, they're talking with State of the Union CNN Jake Tapper about the phraseology that he had picked for the announcement that he was calling for Joe Biden to step aside. Even though he's no longer a Democrat, he's a longtime friend of Joe Biden, and just he'd only switched to being an independent in May. Still caucus with the Democrats, voted with them most of the time, although some very, very frustrating for Democrat votes against them in the Senate. As we were celebrating those votes, those of us who were opposed to the things that the Democrats wanted to do, I have said this before, I will say it again, I thought Joe Manchin would have been a great candidate for the Democrats. The kind of Democrat that, you know, like a moderate, pro-life, you know, the only Democrat in a very Republican state who won statewide election, won in landslide win, or, you know, big wins over Democrat, like the Democrats would get 20 points and he'd get 60 points, like that kind of thing, as the senator and as a governor. But he now says he's out. He told CBS this morning that he is out. CBS News reporting that on CBS Mornings, he says, I'm not running for office. I'm not looking for it. I don't need it in my life. So let me make it very clear to you, I'm not going to be a candidate for president. Now, I will put that as a 95% chance. Because remember, Barack Obama didn't want to run for president either. Oh, twist my arm. You know? But that seems like that's where it's at. And the timetable here is so short in order to get all this stuff in place. So Joe Manchin is out. I thought Joe Manchin was really, if I'm thinking from the just strategic perspective of, you know, wanting the Republicans to win, okay? Which, by the way, Joe, like versus Trump, Joe Manchin and Donald Trump are really not that far apart. Donald Trump, other than on basically guns and border issues, is a very moderate Republican. You know, I mean, certainly he's a big spending Republican. He doesn't care about, you know, debt or the budget or any of that kind of stuff, and has written the social agenda basically out of the Republican Party. We talked about that last week. Big story there. We'll get to it later on in the week. But how Donald Trump got the whole party to change its position. Like, he came in and acted a Republican for a long time and then got the whole party to be drawn back to where he is, which is basically a moderate. It's amazing stuff, frankly. But Joe Manchin, he would really not be all that different in terms of positions. But Joe said he's not going to run. And I thought Joe would have been a great candidate for the Democrats if that's who they wanted to put up, just because he would draw a lot of votes that, you know, Biden is not going to get. Although the progressives kind of hate him because he's betrayed their cause. But, you know, they're not going to vote. They're not going to let Trump get elected if they can stop it. So he also said something kind of interesting there. He wants an open process. And by the way, he was the last of the big, like, break in the levee kind of for, I think, for Joe Biden. I think that Joe Manchin going on the morning shows and on two different morning shows yesterday saying step aside, pass the torch. I say it with a heavy heart, but step aside, pass the torch. I think that was the last straw for Joe Biden. I really do think that was a big moment in Joe Biden's decision not to continue to run for re-election. So open process at the DNC to really let everybody compete for it, because the idea that it should just be assumed to be Kamala Harris is it's not very democratic, you know, for a party that styles itself on. And they've had history, right, with the, like, shoehorning out of Bernie Sanders, you know, or the forcing in of Hillary. And I mean, it's kind of ugly, some of the authoritarianism that has taken place within the Democratic Party over the last 8 or 12 years. It's really pretty embarrassing. And to now have a, I mean, coup inside the Democrat Party to force the nominee, the sitting president, out? Because he was very reluctant to do this, right? I mean, it's a weird time. And then all of those votes are supposedly going to count for her, maybe. Vote your conscience is the law in Florida. I don't know. It's a weird time to be alive. So Joe Manchin is out. I thought Michelle Obama would be the next best candidate, and she has repeatedly said she doesn't want it. She polls 10 points ahead of Donald Trump. She slaughters Donald Trump in a general election, according to the polling. Now, anything can change. You know, you got to actually do the debate. But that'd be a debate I'd watch. I mean, I'm going to watch them anyway. But Michelle Obama and Donald Trump debating head-to-head? Oh, where's my popcorn? I mean, that would be fun. Kamala Harris and Donald Trump debating? That will not be fun. It will just be grating is all it will be. It will be so unpleasant to watch. Anyway, Michelle's not going to run. Kamala Harris is the next best. Of course, what she's got going for her is like continuity of the administration, the first female president. I mean, you know, we've had somebody try for that before and didn't make it. I think her likabilities are even lower than Hillary's. Hillary had going for her her name and that she was Secretary of State and that she was a senator for a while. I mean, like, she had experience. I mean, Kamala Harris has, you know, AG experience back in California, but she was only a senator for 4 years, and then they made her vice president. I mean, it's, you know, maybe you argue that that's experience, too. I don't know. Secretary of State, to me, is more experienced than vice president. Likeability is her problem, quite frankly. You know, I'm not going to talk an awful lot about her, not just yet. I think today is a little bit more about who are all the possibles. Keeping the money. And there's a couple of other things that she has going for her, plus some big problems. We'll talk about that in a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. If you're traveling from on Highway 90 from Pace into Pensacola, whenever you start to get closer to Scenic, there's an accident. It's off to the side of the road, but I'm seeing some delays that are backing up on the bridge, so just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. So Kamala Harris, the vice president, as a candidate, very high negatives in terms of perception, has underperformed as vice president. She has the unspent campaign money, which is hard to use any other way, and that's a big deal. And timeliness and getting her on the ballot, those are going to be challenges. Administrative continuity and, of course, you know, first female president thing going for her, which is, you know, don't underestimate that. And a black woman. I mean, don't underestimate that. That's not a nothing. Especially if she picks a good vice president to run with her. Like, I find the Pete Buttigieg thing very interesting. She can't pick Gavin Newsom because he would upstage her. I think she'd be a fool to pick J.B. Pritzker because he has run Illinois into the ground. Gretchen Whitmer is one that's being floated. That's kind of an interesting one. There's a couple of other governors who are being floated as possible picks for her. But they're all like, all the other possibles are way down the list in terms of alternatives to her. The problem with Kamala Harris, aside from the likability and the gaffes, I mean, you know, she doesn't know where Bayron is. She made up a country, you know, and she said she went to the border when she hadn't even been to Europe. And, you know, all of the, I like school buses. I mean, there's like an endless parade of unbelievably dumb moments, okay? That doesn't mean she's dumb. That just means that you put a microphone in front of her and she's prone to Biden it, honestly. So she's actually a good fit. The three more substantial things, number one, she was given the border and how's that been going? Like one job as vice president, do the border. She didn't do well in the primaries. She dropped out very early. She didn't get even to a single primary vote as a candidate. I mean, Pete Buttigieg, for goodness sakes, got, you know, actual 21 delegates. You know, so he did, you know, I mean, Biden got, you know, a lot, lots and lots of delegates, 2,600. Okay, so he will perform. But, you know, he did fairly well. She didn't last at all. Didn't even make it to the primary. That's kind of a big failure. And I'll tell you the third one, and this is a little bit of a weird one, but hear me out. The vice president is the 25th Amendment person. Because if Biden is removed or resigns, she's the president, right? And she is presumably the close, I mean, supposed to be that the vice president is always talking to the president, knows what's going on. She kept the secret. as much as anybody kept the secret about his cognitive state. And she didn't persuade him to step aside. She didn't persuade him to tell the truth. She didn't tell the truth. She didn't come out and say it's time for him. You know, she didn't do any of those things. Now, maybe it's unrealistic to expect that out of a vice president, but for how many years has it been in this condition? And she stood by. So she owns at least some of the responsibility for the disarray we have now in the Democratic Party. And she certainly owns some of the responsibility for keeping the cover on Joe Biden's cognitive state all this time and not even raising the question about fitness. So that's got to be part of like three big fails to me. Border, Biden's mental condition, and then her own performance in the primaries are, I mean, big concerns, I would think, for the Democrats. So, you know, what are they going to do now? I don't know. You know, where are they going to go now? I think she's probably going to be, she's the one that makes the most sense. But not a lot of great options. One theory is that Democrats have just, they're conceding. They're just done. They're done for the fall. They can't possibly win. It's all over. 437-1620, 437-1620. Your thoughts, feel free to text me. I'm Andrew McKay.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Hey, Pensacola, Gary from Warrior Beer Company inviting you to come out and enjoy great beer, great food, great fun. Warrior Beer Company has Military Open Mic Monday, Trivia Tuesday, Karaoke Wednesdays, Singo Bingo on Thursdays, and live music all weekend. We have 20 different brews and ciders. We are located just west of Blue Angel Parkway on Sereno Road. Always remember, from freedom fighters to everyday warriors, we got your six.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
On September 11th, 2001, an operations officer placed a call asking if a crew could be ready to fly. U.S. Naval Aviator Aaron Dimmock answered that call. Working largely in silence, Dimmock defended America. Now he's ready to answer the call yet again. Pro-Trump conservative Aaron Dimmock for Congress. Florida Patriots PAC, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before pep talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Sit, Ubu, sit. Good dog.
Pensacola, I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, and David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Well, top Democrats today praising President Biden for his decision to drop out of the 2024 presidential race. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer saying Biden, quote, put his party and our future first, end quote. Nancy Pelosi saying Biden is a patriotic American. Donald Trump's supporters accusing VP Kamala Harris of covering up the struggles that President Biden has been having. A Trump PAC launching a new ad accusing Harris of being in on it and covering up Biden's mental decline. And secrets.
Yeah, that's what I was just talking about a moment ago. That's no small thing. Yeah.
No, absolutely. And Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle on Capitol Hill. Andrew, a lot of people are waiting for this hearing today. Lawmakers demanding answers over the attempt on former President Trump's life in Pennsylvania. She'll be testifying before the House Oversight Committee. She'll be questioned over how a sniper was able to get within shooting distance of the former president at that rally in Butler just a few weeks ago.
All right. Dave, I have a trivia question for you.
Uh-oh,
here we go.
It's
designed to be tricky. You ready?
Probably not, but let's try.
25th Amendment, right?
Okay.
That's how you remove the president due to incapacity, right?
Right.
How many times has the 25th Amendment been invoked in history?
I don't think it has it?
See, that's what I said. The truth of the matter, that's John Pickens asked me this question earlier. The truth is it's actually been used 6 or 7, there's actually one double use kind of thing, 7 times in history. However, there are 4 different sections in the 25th Amendment. And the one about, you know, removing, like, against his will, you know, because they're
right.
That has never been used. So you're absolutely correct. That's what you meant, right?
Right. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
The other uses have to do with the other provisions of the amendment. For example, Section 1 is what happens when somebody resigns, okay, the presidency. If the president's removed, dies, or resigns, the vice president becomes president, Richard Nixon.
Right.
So forward, right? The second section has to do with what happens when the vice presidential office becomes vacant. The president nominates who gets confirmed. So there you have Spiro Agnew would be one of those. And then who was the other one? Ford, maybe, I guess, you know, when Ford ascended, became president. So there's been a couple of those. And then Section 3 is the one that says temporary inability to discharge the office of the president. Medical procedures. So you had Reagan he had to undergo a medical procedure. Well, when he got shot, I think might have been the case for that. But, you know, Reagan was one. So George H.W. Bush. Oh, no, it wasn't during when the shooting. It was when he had a colon growth and he underwent surgery. Then you also had Cheney twice, okay, for George H.W. Bush when he underwent procedures. And then also Kamala Harris became the first female president. People don't realize this. The first female holder of presidential power for about an hour and a half on November 19th, 2021, when Biden went in for a colonoscopy. So did you know that Kamala Harris was briefly the president?
You know, I vaguely remember that kind of being a headline. But at the same time, I don't think it was ever phrased quite that way.
Right, right. But I mean, she was, so very temporarily. But no, it's never been used to remove somebody.
That's
right.
A very interesting bit of trivia.
Thank you. I appreciate that. John Pickens gets credit for bringing that up to me earlier. All right, John's got traffic on the 5s. Go ahead, sir.
Hit-and-run crash that happened on Highway 29 in East Kingsfield Road. No roadblock associated with that, but I just wanted to make sure that you knew about it. Also still dealing with a wreck on Highway 90 from Pace into Pensacola. The roadway is cleared, but we're still seeing some delays on Highway 90. Traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5s.
You remember in MASH when Radar would give papers to the colonel, either Potter
yes.
or who was before Potter? Now all of a sudden I can't remember. Anyway, and he would just sign them. Here, sign this, sign this, sign this. Somebody photoshopped Radar into the White House Oval Office giving Biden a piece of paper to sign with it. It's not kind. It's funny, but it's not kind. Hey, if you need to do a home repair or home improvement, or you just need to work on something, need some supplies, tools, safety gear, whatever the case may be, Pensacola Hardware, they have it. They have it in stock. And I say that you're like, how can you know they have everything in stock? They do. Trust me. That's the way they do, because they know what you're going to need, because they have been doing this for 173 years. But also, they have such a huge warehouse full of stuff in the back. They don't have to order the thing to get it to you. Okay? They know what you're going to need. They have it for you. And then when you buy that one, they'll order a replacement or, you know, whatever. The point is they have it because they know, and they've been helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola since 1851 through 33 presidents, one of the 50 oldest companies in the entire United States, the oldest in the entire state of Florida. Right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street, Pensacola Hardware. 7:58 here on News Radio Pensacola. There was something else I was going to tell you about, and it flitted straight out of my brain, and I'm trying to remember what it was. This whole story. Oh, I know what it was. I did correctly predict that if Biden drops out, when would it be? After the primary, or after the DNC, after the RNC, right? Because what that does is that means that the Republicans wasted all their criticism on Biden. That all gets flushed now. All the stuff about Biden doesn't take care of the military and Biden doesn't take care of this and this and this, that's all gone because it doesn't attach to Kamala Harris. Not the same way. So they wasted all their time on Biden. Now he's out and all that goes away. As opposed to if they'd announced this before, then they could have retooled the whole convention around whoever they thought would be the next candidate. And that did not happen. Listen on air.